The following radio drama is based on an original script adapted off of a writing prompt from the writing prompts page on Reddit. The prompt was submitted by the user JDude174 and asked to tell a story about an alternate Earth with giant forests in place of oceans. The forests work in the same way as oceans, where it gets deeper, darker, and more dangerous the further in you go. Thanks for listening.
Alright, is it rolling?
Yep.
I'm out of frame, right? Because I want to like walk in and make it all dramatic and stuff.
You're good.
Hurry up, man.
Hello, and welcome to Ryan, Alex, and Sam's video diary of... Should I call it a video diary? I don't know. That sounds a little girly, don't you think?
Call it whatever you want, man. I just want to get going.
Alright. Hi, welcome to Ryan, Alex, and Sam's video entries of the Pacific Forest. We're going to be hiking as far as we can into it, and hopefully we won't get stopped by security too early. We've got a little tent, lots of food, water, sleeping bags, some hunting rifles, you name it. Our goal is to get about, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 miles in.
Yeah, probably. I think the security board is about 25 miles in, and there's no way we're getting past that.
Yeah, so about 25 miles, hopefully. That's more than anyone I've known has hiked it. Alright, you can go ahead and cut that, and we'll pick it back up once we're in quite a ways. Today was the day. All our lives, we'd never been more than a few miles into any of the Earth's forests. Being the adventurous group that we were, we wanted to see just how deep we can make it into one of them. All the stories, all the myths, and all the legends we heard, we needed to explore it ourselves.
Alright, we're a bit behind schedule. It's a bit past 3 o'clock, so if we start now, we're definitely gonna have to set up camp.
That's fine, let's just get going.
Ooh, nice shot.
Yup, looks like we're having some deer tonight.
Good timing too, sun's about to go down. I'll pitch the tent if you guys want to start on the deer.
First day was a blast. Got some hiking in, a bit of hunting. Overall, we were having a pretty good time so far.
Hey, when was the last time you updated your video diary, Ryan?
Oh, good thinking. And they're entries, by the way. Video entries. Hello again, this is the second update to our trek on the Pacific Forest. We hiked for, I don't know, I'd say a good 4 to 5 hours. Say hi, everyone.
Hey.
What's up?
Alex shot us a delicious deer, and we're about to get some sleep here soon so we can start hiking as early as we can tomorrow morning.
Alright, I'm gonna head to bed.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, wake up, come on, we're missing some good sunlight.
Dude!
Sorry, man. I want to do a food coma after that deer last night.
The security fence should be about 5 miles to the west, so I say we start heading north a little so we don't run into it.
Alright, we just gotta wait for Sleeping Beauty to do her hair and then we can head out.
Whoa! Maybe if you spent less time hunting and more time looking in a mirror, you'd realize you needed to invest in a razor blade.
Weak!
Alright, let's get going, boys.
So we headed out at about 2 p.m. I don't think I'd ever slept in that long in my life, and I still felt tired. Today's hike didn't seem as easy as yesterday's. I don't know. Maybe we were just exhausted, but we all seemed pretty beat after about an hour. Alright, let's just rest here for a little bit.
So how far in do you think we are?
Gotta be a good 23, 24 miles in.
Not too shabby. Hey, you see that over there?
Oh yeah.
I think that's a patrol border.
That big wall? That can't really be it, can it?
Well, have you ever seen it before?
No, just heard about it. I always heard it was just a fence riddled with a bunch of guards.
So, you're saying you don't know anyone who's actually been to the border?
Nope.
Let's check it out.
No, man, that's bad news.
The worst that'll happen is they just tell us to turn around.
Yeah, come on, let's check it out.
So we started to make our way toward the border. We didn't really know what to expect. No one we've known has ever reached it. All we knew was that it existed, and it was impossible to get past. As we made our way closer, we didn't hear anything, or see anyone. Absolutely no patrol whatsoever. Just a cement wall that extended forever on either side.
Riddled with patrol, that's rich, Sam.
Well, this can't be it, then. They've always got this place on lockdown.
So you've heard. I mean, I don't see anyone, man. Alright, entry number 3. Looks like we hit the border, and there's no welcome party. Some security you got here, America.
How many people you think have ever been back here?
You're not seriously thinking about jumping this, are you?
Dude, yes, this could be huge. Who knows what's back there? We get some awesome footage.
Here, help me up.
Alright.
Guys, really, I'm not trying to get busted for this.
Dude, can you just... Okay. So how's it look over there?
Not much different. I think we need to go a little deeper.
Alright, Sam, help me up. Then I'll stand on the wall and lift you.
Man, I don't know.
This is once-in-a-lifetime stuff here. Come on, we have to check this out. One by one, we each got over that wall. It didn't seem much different at first. Could have sworn the temperature dropped about 10 degrees, but it was probably just the adrenaline rush. Here it is, folks. We're past the border of the Pacific Forest.
See, guys, it's the exact same forest back here. Nothing different. Can we please just head back?
Negatory, Captain.
Yeah, man, I have never seen any video evidence of this place, and here we are. We have to keep going. I say we go for a few miles, see if anything's different. If not, we'll head back.
3 miles.
Five.
Fine, 5 miles, and then we're going back.
You three, stop right there.
Run!
That's patrol. We're screwed, guys.
Government property.
Just keep running. Whoa, hey! What the heck was that?
Guys, something is attacking him. We should help.
Are you kidding? Who knows what that could be? Come on, let's keep running!
We kept running for a while, until our feet couldn't take it anymore. And now, about an hour later, here we were, still moving forward. Shh, there it is again.
Okay, we're losing daylight, boys. I think we need to set up camp here and sleep.
So we set up camp. We had no idea where or how far in we were, and it was starting to get dark. Entry number... I don't know, I can't remember. We're pretty deep in the forest now. I don't know. Sam, how far in are we?
Too far.
We're all pretty tired, and I think we're just gonna get some sleep and get out of here tomorrow.
Shut up!
Ryan, grab me the rifle.
Okay, whatever that was, it might come back.
We should head back. Now.
In the dark? Are you kidding? Who knows what's out there? What do you think that thing just was?
He's right.
How are we supposed to sleep knowing one of those things might come back over here?
We'll sleep in shifts.
Okay, so who's gonna be the first one to stay up?
I think it should be Ryan.
Whoa, why me?
Let's face it, man. The whole idea about jumping the wall was your idea.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it was Alex who said we should.
Whoa. You were the one who pushed me up the wall.
Yeah, after you asked me to. By that logic, it's also Sam's fault, because he helped me up.
My fault.
Shh. It's got Sam.
Come on, grab the flashlight. We gotta go find him. Sam. Sam!
Ryan.
Huh? What?
You passed out for a while we were running. You gotta get back up. Sam's still gone, man.
This place. I can't stay in this place anymore.
Are you alright, Brian?
Yeah, I should... What did you just call me?
I just asked if you were alright, Ryan.
You didn't say Ryan.
Are you alright, Ryan?
You're not Alex.
Are you alright, Ryan?
Are you alright, Ryan?
Are you alright, Ryan?
You better run now, Ryan.
Huh?
Yep. I'm out of space, right? I wanna, like, walk in and make it all dramatic and stuff.
What?
You're good. Hurry up, man. Hello, and welcome to...
Look behind you.
Diary of... Should I call it a video diary? I don't know. That sounds a little girly.
Look behind you.
Man, I just wanna get going. Alright. Hi, welcome to Ryan, Alex, and Sam.
Look behind you.
Ryan!
Guys!
What happened to you? We went looking for Sam, and then you disappeared.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Well, let's get back to camp. I'm not trying to be out here in the dark any longer.
Alright, that light over there is our fire. We'll just walk that way, and no splitting up. Keep your eyes peeled.
I couldn't tell if the past few minutes have been real or not, but I just wanted this nightmare to be over. I didn't know where Alex found Sam. I didn't know where Sam had gone. And frankly, I don't think I wanted to know right now. This forest was making me go crazy, and I just needed to sleep. And then, that's when I saw him.
Ryan!
Sitting by the fire, waiting for someone to return, was Alex. Standing next to me, walking back to the fire, was also Alex. And I did the first thing that came to my mind.
Ryan, what's going on? Who's that? Ryan, shoot him. That's not Alex. What? Don't listen! That's not Alex, I'm Alex. That might not even be Sam.
Of course I'm Sam. I'm not the one with a clone here.
Everyone, shut up! Okay. What was the name of our ninth grade English teacher?
Mrs. Lewis.
Ah! You can't both know that!
Ryan, please, just shoot it. That's not me. Of course it's me, Ryan. Look at me.
Between me stood my best friend. A monster. And the choice. It was like flipping a coin. 50-50. The only chance I had. So I flipped it. And then I pulled the trigger.
For WHJE, this has been Brennan Walters. For more stories like this, visit us at WHJE.com.